ஓம் ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 3. சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யய அதிகரணம். சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யம் சோதனாத்ய விசேஷாத் பேதான்னேதி சேத் நைக்கசியமபி ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ய ததாத்வே நஹி சமாச்சாரே அதிகாரஸ்ச சவவச்ச தன்னியமஹ தர்ஷயதி ச. உபசம்ஹாராதிகரணம். உபசம்ஹாரஹ அர்த்தாபேதாத் விதிசேஷவத் சமானேச்ச அன்யதாத்வாதிகரணம். அன்யதாத்வம் சப்தாதிதி சேத் ந அவிசேஷாத் ந வா பிரகரணபேதாத் பரோவரியஸ்துவாதிவத் சஞ்ஞாதச்சேத் ததுக்தம் அஸ்தித்வ ததபி. வியாப்தியதிகரணம். வியாப்தேஸ்ச சமஞ்சசம். சர்வாபேதாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேதாத் அன்யத்ரேமே. ஆனந்தாத்யதிகரணம். ஆனந்தாதய பிரதானஸ்ய பிரியசிரஸ்துவாதி அப்ராப்திஹி உபச்சய அபச்சயௌ ஹி பேதே இத்தரே து அர்த்தசாமான்யாத். ஆத்யானாதிகரணம். ஆத்யானாய பிரயோஜன அபாவாத் ஆத்மசப்தாச்ச. ஆத்மகிரஹீத்யதிகரணம். ஆத்மகிரஹீதி இதரவத் உத்தராத் அன்வயாதிதி சேத் ஸ்யாத் அவதாரணாத். காரியாக்யானாதிகரணம். காரியாக்யானாத் அபூர்வம் சமானாதிகரணம். சமான ஏவஞ்ச அபேதாத். சம்பந்தாதிகரணம். சம்பந்தாதேவம் அந்யத்ராபி நவாவிசேஷாத் தர்ஷயதி ச. சம்ஹ்ருத்யதிகரணம். சம்ஹ்ருதிஹி த்யு வ்யாப்திஹி அபி ச அதஹ. புருஷவித்யாதிகரணம். புருஷவித்யாமிவசேத் இதரேஷாம் அநாம் நானாத். வேதாத்யதிகரணம். வேதாதி அர்த்தபேதாத். ஹான்யாதிகரணம். ஹானௌ து உபாயன சப்தசேஷத்வாத் குஷச்சந்த ஸ்துதி உபகானவத் ததுக்தம். சாம்பராயாதிகரணம். சாம்பராயே தர்த்த வியாபாவாத் ததாஹ்யன்யே சந்தத உபய அவிரோதாத். கதேஹே அர்த்தவத்வாதிகரணம். கதேஹே அர்த்தவத்வம் உபயதா அன்யதா ஹி விரோதஹ. உபபன்னஸ்தல்லக்ஷணார்த்தஹ உபலப்தே லோகவத். அநியமாதிகரணம். அநியமஹ சர்வ சர்வாசாம் அவிரோதஹ சப்த அனுமானாப்யாம். யாவததிகாராதிகரணம். யாவததிகாரம் அவஸ்திதிஹி ஆதிகாரிகாணாம். அக்ஷரத்யதிகரணம். அக்ஷரத்யாம் து அவரோதஹாம் சாமானிய தத்பாவாப்யாம் ஔபசதவத் ததுக்தம். இயததிகரணம். இயதாமனநாத். அந்தரத்வாதிகரணம். அந்தரா பூதக்ராமவத் ஸ்வாத்மனஹ. அந்யதாபேதான் உபபத்திஹி இதி சேத் ந உபதேசாந்தரவத். வெதிகாராதிகரணம். வெதிகாரோ விசிம்சந்திஹி இதரவத். சத்யாத்யதிகரணம். சைவஹி சத்யாதய. காமாத்யதிகரணம். காமாதீரத்ர காமாதீதத்ர தத்ர ச ஆயனத் ஆயதனாதிப்யஹ. ஆதாராதிகரணம். ஆதாராதலோபஹ உபஸ்திதேஹே அதஹ தத்வசனாத். தன்னிர்தாரணாதிகரணம். தன்னிர்தாரண அனிமயஹ அநியமஹ தத்ருஷ்டேஹ ப்ருத்தக் அப்ரதிபந்தஹ ஃபலம். பிரதானாதிகரணம். பிரதானாதவத் பிரதானவத் ஏவ ததுக்தம். This up to this, maybe the next one also. லிங்க பூயஸ்துவாதிகரணம். லிங்க பூயஸ்துவாத் தத்தி பலியஸ்ததபி. So we saw the 44th sutra of the third pada of third chapter, 403rd running Brahma Sutra. Now let us continue with the next sutra, Sutra 45, that is 404th running Brahma Sutra. Purva vikalpaha prakaranat syat kriya manasavate. Purva vikalpaha prakaranat syat kriya manasavate. 45th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 404th running Brahma Sutra. So an objection is raised to the preceding sutra. Now we get two Purvapakshi sutras. Both of them are objection sutras. Purvapakshi. Siddhanta will come again later in Sutra 47. So 45 and 46 are both going to be Purvapakshi sutras. And the Purvapakshi says that this upasana, what is upasana? Agni upasana, should not be taken as an independent upasana, but should be taken as part of Jyotishthoma upasana. So he says, it is so because this upasana is mentioned in the context of Jyotishthoma Yaga. And this context is called Prakaranam to establish his conclusion. We saw this in the last class also. So Purvapakshi argues that this Agni, what is this Agni? This Manasa Agni, visualized fire, not the actual fire, is given as an alternative part for the original fire, fire required for Jyotishthoma Yaga. So in the Shatapatha Brahmanam, in Agni Rahasya, there is a section called Agni Rahasya, the actual fire is mentioned. One has to kindle the fire and protect and create a Homakunda. Later, this Manasa Agni, visualized fire, is prescribed as an alternative for the original fire. So original fire is Karma Angam, and this visualized fire also must be Karma Angam alone. This is the view of Purvapakshi. Then he continues further. If you are not convinced by this argument, he says he will quote an example of huge fire called Dvadashada ritual. Another yaga. It means that the ritual takes 12 days. So in that ritual, they have to offer somarasa into the fire. And the Veda says, in certain cases, we can optionally replace the actual soma juice, soma rasa, by the visualized soma juice also, manasa soma juice also. Then in the Purvapakshi Sutra, the Purvamimamsa Sutra, a conclusion is made that the actual soma rasa is a part of the ritual. And if the actual soma rasa is part of the ritual, the visualized soma rasa, manasa soma rasa, cannot be an independent one, and it is also part of the soma ritual, is his argument. So Purvapakshi arrives at such a conclusion, and here it is a similar case also. Here it is visualized agni, manasa agni. So also the visualized fire is a part of the ritual because actual fire is part of the ritual. There it is Dvadashata ritual, and here it is Jyotishthoma ritual. Only that is the difference. Therefore, this Agni is Karmanga Agni only. This is the general analysis of this sutra. That is Purvapakshi's claim. Now let us see the word analysis. Purva vikalpaha prakaranat syat kriya manasavate. That is a sutra. Prakaranat, because of the context, prakaranam, context and all, we saw in the last six lingas and we talked about. Purva vikalpaha means the visualized fire, which is an alternative fire for the original fire mentioned earlier. So that is purva vikalpaha. Syat kriya, it has to be a part of the ritual. The whole sutra is actually, as I told, is a Purvapakshi sutra. So that should be the manasa fire also should be part of the ritual, manasa vate, like the visualized somarasa. So this is the running man. Now let us see the significance of the words. Purva vikalpaha means here the word vikalpaha that refers to the alternative visualized fire. Manasa agni. Previously mentioned is the real fire. Now it is the visualized agni. Syat kriya. Here the word kriya represents karmanga as part of a karma. Therefore the fire visualization is only a part of a ritual. And it does not have the main status like the manasa soma juice. Soma is the name of the creeper, soma creeper. From that they extract the juice and use it for the yaga, soma yagas. So it is supposed to be nourished by the moon. That is why it's called the soma latha, nourished by the moon. Hence, it is called Soma Latha. It is taken for Soma ritual, Soma Yagas and all. And the juice taken from this creeper is called the Soma Rasa. The crushing is also in the form of ritual. You cannot just like that pluck something and then just take the juice. There is a ritual for how to bring these, the creepers, and how there is a procession and all that thing. They bring it ceremoniously. For every one of them, there are mantras. So bringing the Soma creeper is a ritual. Crushing is a ritual. And the Soma Rasa is used as an oblation in Yaga. So Soma Latha is purchased by gifting a calf of 1 year old brownish color. Even that is specified in the Shastras. You cannot just like that bring Soma Latha. So you have to buy it. And it is purchased by gifting a calf of 1 year old calf, which should be brown in color. So now you have to crush this Soma Latha either in the morning or afternoon or in the evening. And at the time of crushing, you should chant a mantra. So Veda in Dwadashada ritual says, one can get Soma Rasa visually. Instead of going through all of them, one can do it visually. Mantra is Anaya Tva Patrena Samudram Rasayam Prajapatyam Manograham Ityadi. All those things are mentioned. So here Manograham. Manograham means Manasa Somarasaha, the visualized Somarasa. Manasa Somarasa is not independent. So also Manasa Agni also cannot be independent and it is an Anga of a ritual. It is a part of the ritual only. It is not independent because the context is Somaya. Now let us go to the next sutra. Ati Desha Chha. It is 46th Sutra, 3rd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 405th Running Brahma Sutra. The objection to the previous sutra is continued. I said these two, 44 and 40, 45 and 46 are both Purvapakshi Sutra. So objection is continued here. And by presenting another argument in support of the previous sutra. First, let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Here, the Purvapakshi says, there is proof to show Manasa Agni is Karmangam, is part of a ritual. He says Veda portion, the later glorifies this Manasa Agni and it does stuti also of this Manasa Agni. Shad Trimsat Sahasrani Agnayaha Arkaha Tesham Ekaika Evam Tavan Yavan Asau Purvaha. That is a glorification mantra of this. This Manasa Agni is each visualized fire is as glorious as the original fire, according to that. So Purvapakshi says, if the glory is to be extended to the visualized fire, that extension is possible only if they are similar. Previous Agni is glorious because it is used in the Jyotishthoma Yaga. And the visualized fire has to have the same glory. It has to be also the same as Jyotishthoma fire. That is the argument of Purvapakshi. I hope you are with me. Now we will do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. Ati Desha Chha, because of the extension also, the visualized fire, Manasa Agni, is a part of the ritual only. Now let us see the significance of the words. Ati Deshat, because of the extension of the glory of the Agni, the original fire has the glory. And the glory of the previous fire, Manasa Agni, is extended to the visualized fire also. So Chha means also. And because this is the second proof that the Purvapakshi gives, this is also Purvapakshi Sutra only, as I mentioned earlier. He discussed something earlier in the previous sutra. Now he gives another proof. So this is also part of the Purvapakshi Sutra only. Now let us go to the answer given by Siddhanta in the next sutra. Vidyaivatu Nirdharanat. That is the 47th Sutra, 3rd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 406th Running Brahma Sutra. Vidyaivatu Nirdharanat. So the objection raised in the 45 and the 46th Sutras are now refuted by Vyasacharya in this Sutra. In fact, we have already given our Siddhantic view in the first Sutra of this Adhikarana, 44th Adhikarana Sutra itself. We gave the proof, the Linga Pramana we already gave. Since we have already given the Siddhantin's view, the question will come as to why we should give that answer again. That question will come. So in the first sutra and the 44th sutra, we are given the proof in support of our conclusion. And the Purvapakshi has given their argument through Prakarana. We already know that Linga Pramana is stronger than the Prakarana Pramanam. We already told Linga Pramanam comes first, then later only Pramanam comes. So the Prakaranam comes, so Linga should be stronger. That's what we argued yesterday. Normally, Linga must defeat Pramana. So, but Shankaracharya and other commentators, they say that there are certain cases where Lingam is not that strong and it is weak also. Lingam is the indicatory clue. We mentioned yesterday. It's an indicatory clue. So for example, if you want to take an example, suppose, Swamiji gives this example, suppose an education minister is invited for the music festival in one of the sabhas or some association. Therefore, they call the unconnected Nastika education minister, because he's a minister, they call him to be the chief guest. And he says that music is wonderful, even for the school and colleges. He makes a statement like that in that festival. Music is wonderful, even for the school and colleges. It gives concentration and it gives focus, all that thing he says. And the newspapers also, they all publish his speech in front lines and all that. The clue is what? Music is good for school and colleges. That is a clue he has given. And we assume that the music will be introduced in colleges and school. Because he's education minister, he mentioned it is good, so it will be introduced. That's what we think. However, nothing happens. Even though the minister makes the statement, that is not powerful because the context is the glorification of the music, not education. Glorification of music festival it is. This is called Arthavada, and Arthavada need not be factual. Glorification statement need not be taken literally. Any lingam occurring in Arthavada should not be taken seriously because it is a weaker clue. Lingam is clue. So if the minister talks about the importance of the music in seminar for education, then what he says is much more powerful than in a music festival. So the context is different. Therefore, Purvapakshi may think that our lingam is not powerful. And so Siddhanta wants to reinforce and say that we have Shruti Pramana also to assert our conclusion. Thus, we get Shruti Pramana in addition to Linga Pramana. This sutra is part of the Linga Bhuyasthvadhikaranam. Here, Vyasacharya analyzes a mantra from Shatapatha Brahmana. Here, the Shatapatha Brahmana and all those words you should be familiar. Here the debate is whether the upasana is swatantra upasana capable to give phalam by itself, or because of proximity to Jyotishthoma Yaga, this may be treated as subsidiary ritual to the Jyotishthoma Yaga, and this will be treated as karma anga ritual, secondary ritual. Then it will be part of the ritual, and the upasana will not have the capacity to produce the result by itself. Jyotishthoma ritual in normal course will give the phalam. And this Agni Darshanam is Anga or Angi Upasana, primary or subsidiary Upasana is our question. And Siddhanta's view was given in Sutra 44, we saw yesterday. And Purvapakshi was given in Sutras 45 and 46. Purvapakshi claims that this is an Anga Upasana, Karmanga Upasana. And Siddhanta claims that this is an Angi Upasana, independent upasana. Purvapakshi has prescribed a method of arriving at the right conclusion. And Siddhanta says, this is the independent meditation, upasana, indicating linga pradhanam. So Purvapakshi claims this is anga upasana based on prakarana. So linga prakarana. And if we give an example, it will be simple to understand. For example, you go to Kashi and Abhisheka and chant Rudram 5 times, all that thing you do. And in this commandment, in the rule that is given, I have not told you Abhishekam to which deity. He only told you go to Kashi, do Abhishekam. And you went and did Abhishekam, chanting Rudram 5 times and all that. But we did not tell you Abhishekam to which deity. So the Vidhi does not tell to which deity the Abhishekam should be done and on which date also. So in Kashi, there are so many deities. When several deities are there, how to know to which deity you will do the Abhisheka? My Vidhi is not direct. I have not told clearly to which deity you should do. I have given you the lingam, the clue. Chanting Rudram will give you an indication that Abhishekam should be to Lord Vishwanatha. So I told, do Rudra Parayanam and do Abhishekam. So the lingam, because I asked you to chant Rudram, so the lingam is you do the Abhishekam to Lord Vishwanatha. If I say do Abhishekam to Vishwanatha, then it becomes Shruti Pramana. Chanting Rudram is a lingam, is a clue. Suppose I say use this particular material and you take it for granted that should be used for Rudrabhishek. So when I ask you to do Abhishekam, you take this material also when I say that, then we automatically know it should be used for the Abhishekam. So this material you do not use for cooking. This is Prakarana Pramana. I hope the differences you understand. Prakarana Pramana, you use it only for that particular thing. So if I say, bring it back to me, then it, the pronoun is in proximity of another statement and the proximate statement helps me understand and this becomes Vakya Pramana. All these various pramanams, how to delineate them? There can be confusion. That is why the Vakya Pramanam, so each one has to understand it contextually and also how it is related to the other things. So these are the pramanams used here. And when Vedic commandments, you do not have any cross-checking also, because it's Vedic commandment, you cannot cross-check them. And you have to use rigorous troubles to understand the exact meaning also. You can question the author when the author is available. Somebody writes a paper, you can question him if he's available. In the case of Shruti, the author is also not available. Here, Purvapakshi has also the pramana in support of his view. He also gives his pramana for his view also. That is Prakarana Pramanam he gives. And Siddhanta has got Linga Pramanam in his support. Now, which one we will accept? Between Lingam and Prakaranam, Linga Pramana is stronger than the Prakaranam. Therefore, the controversy is as though resolved. Because we told in the Pramana, in the various Pramanas when they were enumerated, we said Linga comes first. So Linga takes priority. That's what we said yesterday. So in the first three sutras itself, the controversy is resolved and the upasana is swatantra, swatantra upasana. So in the normal course, the controversy must be over with the third sutra itself because we said lingam is pradhanam. So prakaranam, even it comes later, so we should give preference to lingam. Then why Vyasacharya wrote fourth and fifth sutra and all that? Even though in the normal course, lingam is stronger, there are occasions when lingam is weaker. Which is stronger or weaker is decided when the indicatory mark, the clue occurs in Vidivakyam. It is Prabalam. It is the statement of commandment. So indicatory mark, the lingam, occurring in statement of commandment is stronger. Commandment is Vidivakyam, is stronger. And the one occurring in Arthavada Vakyam is weaker statement. So in glorification, arthavadas are glorification, exaggeration, and all, we have talked. In glorification, exaggerations are possible. It need not be literally true. The next question is, when we quoted Lingam, the clue in support of our view in Sutra 44, whether we depended Prabala Lingam or Durbala Lingam is the question. There also the Lingam, what is the nature of that lingam? Is it a Prabala Lingam, strong lingam, strong clue, or Durbala Lingam, weak lingam? Our lingam is Durbala Lingam. It is Arthavada Lingam and it cannot negate Prakarana. When lingam is weaker, it cannot negate Prakaranam even though we may say it comes earlier. So hence Vyasacharya gives some more pramanams in the following sutras. Why Vyasacharya has to write all these sutras? Acharya analyzes the reason for all this. Now the Linga Pramanam is also with the Shruti and the one with Shruti support is reinforced Linga. So it is like, for example, so Sugriva is capable of fighting Vali. That the Prakaranam with the help of Rama, the Shruti Vakya. So the Shruti support is given here. Now, when we look at this thing, now Rama is like the authority, the Shruti Vakya himself. So Sugriva is capable of fighting Vali, the Prakarana, with the help of Rama only, because with the help of Shruti only he can fight. Now let us go to the general analysis sutra. Vyasacharya says that Shruti itself points out that this upasana is independent only and it is not part of any karma. It is not a karmanga ritual. The Shruti support is a statement that occurs in Shatapatha Brahmanam, as I mentioned earlier. And the sutra here is what? Vidyaivatu Nirdharanath. That is the sutra. So all those fires, we are talking about various fires that we talk about, 36,000 odd fires, are only mentally visualized. Fire on all are Manasa Agni only. Eva, Eva means only. The emphasis to assert this point. And here Nirdharanam, it is an independent fire only and not part of a ritual. Nirdharanam supports the independence of the meditation, and since this emphasis is occurring in Shruti itself, it is called Shruti Pramana. This is the general analysis. Now let us give the word analysis of the sutra. Vidya eva tu nirdharanat. Vidya eva tu nirdharanat. Vidya eva tu. The visualization of the fire is an independent form of meditation only. The emphasis there is in only here, eva. And nirdharanat, because of the emphasis in the Shruti statement. It is given in the Shruti statement. Now let us see the significance of the words. Vidya eva tu. It is an independent meditation only. Vidya means here, vidya refers to swatantra upasana, not atma vidya and all that. Vidya here refers to upasana only. Swatantra upasana, independent upasana. And tu indicates the negation of the Purvapakshi that occurred in the previous two sutras, 45, 46. And Nirdharanath, because of the emphasis, and the emphasis made by the use of the word eva. Eva means only. So Shankaracharya elaborately analyzes the word eva in his Bhashyam. So we do not go into those details. But just only, I want to only inform you that Shankaracharya has taken pains to analyze this emphasis portion of it. With this, the sutra is also over, 47th sutra is also over. Now let us go to the next sutra, 48th sutra. Darshanachya. Darshanachya is the 48th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 407th running Brahma Sutra. So the indicatory marks, the lingas, are those referred to in Sutra 44. In fact, the internal indications show that it is a vidya, upasana, and not a karmanga upasana. It's an independent upasana. Here, Vyasacharya mentions linga pramanam once again. He mentions again because previously, when he mentioned linga pramanam independently, and it is a durbala lingam, weak lingam, and therefore Purvapakshi attacked. He came back, no, it's a weak lingam. Now he brings linga pramanam once again, Vyasacharya brings it once again, which cannot be attacked now because it is backed by Shruti Pramana. It is no more durbala lingam, it is prabala lingam now. And Sutra 44 is unsupported by lingam, and now Sutra 48 is unsupported by Shruti, and Sutra 48 is supported by Shruti. Here you can note the lingam, sarvatra sarvani bhutani chinmanti, and this mental fire is the mantra. In the Shatapatha Brahmana mantra, it is there. And this mental fire, visualized fire, is operational, it is alive or functioning all the time. So the fire in the form of the organic function, the function of the various organs, the sarvani bhutani chinmanti, are all active in all beings all the time. Sarvani bhutani. All the time it is active. Here the crucial word is sarvata. So all the time. So sarvata helps us in understanding that it is there all the time. And Vyasacharya claims, he visualized fire. The Manasa Agni is a part of Jyotishtoma Yaga. Then it can exist only during performance of the Jyotishtoma Yaga with limited duration only. As long as Jyotishtoma Yaga is performed, it is there. But Veda says sarvata 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 bhutani. It is there indicating the fire is active all the time. That means it is not the fire connected with the yaga, and it should be an independent fire, and that fire is active all the time. So even during sleep, even though some organs are not operational, the prana is operative. It is active. in the form of pranavyaparaha. If it is karmanga upasana, it will have limited duration during the karma only, jyotishtoma yajna only. This is the clue to show that this fire is not the part of jyotishtoma yaga. Therefore, the Shruti Pramanam and Linga Pramanam, we have got both. Now let us do the word analysis. Darshanath. Darshanath means, since many clues are found, lingas are found in favor of the independent meditation, Swatantra Upasana, it should be accepted because so many clues are given. Now let us see the significance of the words. Darshanath. Darshanath refers to, since in Vedas, Linga Darshanath, support of Swatantra Upasana, is given in the Vedas. Shruti Pramanam is there. It should be accepted as Swatantra Upasana only. Independent Upasana only. Cha means also. It means in addition to what is said in the previous sutra, we should accept this also as a Swatantra Upasana. So there is Shruti Pramanam, there is Linga Pramanam, and they both are in the Siddhanti's favor. So Shankaracharya gives Vakya Pramanam also. So Vakya Pramana means another proximate statement that supports this. I told you all the Linga Pramana, Vakya Pramana, all that I told you. So Vakya Pramana means another proximate statement that supports this. Vidyaya hai vaitam evam vidaschita bhavanti. Evam vidaschita bhavanti. So here in Vakya Pramanam, and this mantra, this means this 36,000 and odd fires that we already saw earlier in that other mantra, mentioned the Shruti is mental in the form of independent meditation only. So Acharya gives this as a Vakya Pramanam also. So Shruti, Linga and Vakya Pramanams are in support of our view. That is what Acharya's contention is. Another proximate statement that supports this also. Now let us go to the next sutra, Sutra 49, third chapter, third pada, 408th running Brahma Sutra. Shrutyadi baliyaha tvacha na badaha. Shrutyadi baliyaha tvacha na badaha. And the objection raised in Sutras 45 and 46 by the Purvapakshi are further refuted here. First let us do the general analysis of this sutra. This is a consolidating sutra. Because of the three pramanas, Vyasacharya says, my stand cannot be negated by the Purvapakshi at all. This is the final verdict. Now let us come to the word analysis. Cha and Shrutyadi Baliyastvat. Since pramanams like Shruti Pramanam, they are superior to Prakarana Pramanam, Baliyaha. They are so Badha means the negation of independent meditation, na, is not proper. Now let us see the significance of the words. Shrutyadi baliyastvat. Shruti refers to Shruti Pramanam, which is the first of the six Pramanam, Shruti, Lingam and all that we saw. So, and Adi means etc. refers to other Pramanas. So, how you should take Lingam and Vakyam? Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Pramanani. So, Shruti first, then Lingam, clue is next, and then Vakyam. And baliyaha, baliyaha, vakyam is, there should be a proximate statement. That's what I told you just now. And baliyaha is stronger. Stronger than what? Stronger than prakarana pramana. Shruti is stronger than prakarana pramanam and linga pramanam also. Therefore, my view cannot be dislodged easily at all. That is Vyasacharya's assertion. And in the next sutra, Vyasacharya will give further support in addition to Shruti, Linga and Vakya Pramanas to establish the Swatantratva, independence of this meditation, this Upasana. Let us read that sutra. Anubandhadibhyaha prajnantara prithak tvavad drishtascham taduktam. 50th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 409th Brahma Sutra. Anubandhadibhyaha prajnantara prithak tvavad drishtascham taduktam. This has been explained in the Purva Mimamsa Sutras by Jaimini. The argument in refutation of sutras 45 and 46, that is continued. As I told, they are the Purvapakshi sutras, they are continued here. And this sutra gives additional reasons in support of the view set forth in sutra 47. First, let us see the general analysis of this sutra. This is further support to Siddhantin's conclusion. So in the first place, Vyasacharya says that he will give further support to his conclusion on the fires or the various functions of the organ, and whether it should be part of the ritual or independent is the question. And Vyasacharya says that this is not part of the Jyotishtoma ritual at all. The visualization given in Shatapatha Brahmanam, we find even the other parts of rituals are presented as visualization only. Not only the fire is to be visualized, but also the Agni Kunda is to be visualized. Various offerings, oblations, the various vessels used for the yajna, all other ritualistic accessories also, they are all presented as visualization only. So if only one part is visualized and other portion should be actual, we can say only that part is visualization. But when everything is visualization, it cannot be part of the visualization, because everything is visualization in Shatapatha Brahmanam. So when everything is visualization, for example, if you do Shiva Manasa Puja, we showed that mantra earlier. It is an independent upasana by itself. It is Swatantra ritual. Shiva Manasa Puja is a Swatantra ritual. It is presented as mental visualization, and therefore it is Swatantra upasana. All accessories are connected to various organs and nothing is outside. So in the sutra, there is Adipada. Adipadam also, which means further support is there. And not only because of total visualization, but because of a previous linga, vakya pramanas also it should be Swatantra pramanam only. And Shankaracharya adds one more point here. This is refutation to Purvapakshi, given in the 46th sutra. There Purvapakshi said that this manasa agni, visualized agni, is glorified as having the attributes or greatness of original fire. If you remember what I said at that time. So whatever the original mahima, the glory is there for that original fire, the same mahima is there for the visualized fire also. So this is extension of the glory. That is, the glory belonging to actual fire in Jyotishtoma Yajna is given to the visual fire Manasa Agni also. There Purvapakshi argued, if you remember, if glories are similar, by extension, you have to conclude that the actual fire is a part of the ritual, the visualized fire also should be part of the ritual because of similarity. That is his argument. This is also refuted here by the word Adi. The answer we give is, one cannot say that just because the glory is equal, the utility is also equal. Vyasacharya, he goes into every depth. Just because the glory is equal doesn't mean utility is also equal. Glories are equal because both are fire. Fire is glorious. One is actual fire, another is visualized fire. Mahimas are equalized only because of the commonness of agnitvam. Both are agnitvam, whether it is manasa agni or actual agni, you visualize the agnitvam in them, so both are equally glorious. Therefore, the glories are similar. You should not extend it to their employment, application. That is his contention. Glories are same, okay, but you should not extend it to their employment or application. In the second part of the sutra, Vyasacharya says that every upasana is not karmanga upasana. Ritualists understand meditation as part of ritual only because he is used to many karmanga upasanas only, like Vishnu Sahasrama Parayanam, Lalita Sahasrama Parayanam, all of them. Since we are used to karmanga upasana, we think every upasana is karmanga, is part of ritual, part of a karma. Not all the upasanas need to be karmanga upasanas. And independent upasanas are there in the Vedas. Just as many other independent upasanas like Sandilya, Vidya and all that we saw in the Upanishad. Therefore, it can be included in that. So that is the second argument. And the third part of the argument is the negation of Purvapakshi, that is the important argument. It is what this upasana occurs in Jyotishtoma Yaga context. This particular upasana occurs in Jyotishtoma Yaga context. Therefore, he feels, Purupakshi feels, it must be a part of Jyotishtoma Yaga. This is the most important argument by Purupakshi. There are many cases where rituals and upasanas, they occur in a particular context and still they are treated independently. Both of them may occur in a particular context, but they are still treated independently. Agni, we have to, for particular this discussion, we have to again go into where? Purva Mimamsa Sutras of Jaimini to show that such cases are there. And in your ritualistic cases, the cases are taken out of context and treated separately. That is his argument. There is a yaga called Rajasuya Yaga. You all might have heard of this yaga, Rajasuya Yaga. This is a very, very big yaga. It is to be performed by a Raja, a Kshatriya ruler only can perform it. That means a Brahmana cannot perform this yaga. Only a Kshatriya can, a ruler can perform this yaga, Rajasuya Yaga. Of course, it will be administered by a Brahmana. And this yaga is elaborately treated in the Veda Purva Bhaga, in the Karmakanda portion. And in this context, there is another ritual presented. This is called Aveshti Yaga. Aveshti Yaga. This ritual occurs in the Rajasuya Prakarana. The Rajasuya Prakaranam, this particular ritual also occurs called the Aveshti Yaga. And there is a discussion in the Purva Mimamsa Sutras as to whether the Aveshti Yaga is part of the Rajasuya Yaga or otherwise. Or is it presented in the Rajasuya Prakarana? As it is present the Rajasuya Prakaranam, they want to find out whether it is part of it or it's independent. And in the Purva Mimamsa, an elaborate analysis is done. And the conclusion is this Aveshti Yaga should be treated as independent yaga only because of other supporting reasons. Although the context supports, because it is context of Rajasuya Yaga, it should be part of Rajasuya Yaga only. The other powerful reason given for treating it as independent is what? Veda says that the Aveshti Yaga can be done by three varnas, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. Whereas for Rajasuya Yaga, only one varna is alone eligible. See, Rajasuya Yaga can be done only by a Kshatriya, ruler. Whereas Aveshti Yaga can be done by Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya. And naturally, these two Yagas must be naturally separate. So the Purva Mimamsaka, they conclude that Aveshti Yaga is superior as it is more commonly available because three Varnas can do it, whereas Rajasuya can be done by only one Varna. So they say this is superior. And because of other powerful reasons, we take Aveshti Yaga out of Rajasuya Yaga. Yeah, this is superior to that. It cannot be part of that. It cannot be a secondary ritual in that. And the fourth part is, This is not my conclusion. This is a conclusion by Jaimini himself in his Purva Mimamsa Sutras. Yeah, Jaimini is the Purva Mimamsaka. So he himself concludes in his sutras. Therefore, it is possible to take a thing out of the context also. That is the assertion Vyasacharya brings. Normally, it is not done. Out of context, you don't take and interpret. But normally, it is not done. But in this case, in extraordinary context, it can be treated separately. Provided there are powerful reasons to do so. Because here three Varnas can do that yagyam, whereas Rajasuya can be performed by only one person, the Kshatriya person. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Anubandhadibhyaha prajnantara prithak tvavat trishtacha taduktam. The long sutra. Anubandhaha, because of the connection and other reasons, the visualization of the fire is an independent meditation that we have to supply. So anubandha means because of the connection and other reasons. Anubandha. Prajnantara prithaktvat means it is like other independent meditations. Prithak means separate. So prajnantara like other independent meditations. Drishtascha, it is seen elsewhere also. Chata ukta. So means it is said by Jaimini. So the who said this? Tadauktam by Jaimini. Jaimini says this, said by Jaimini. Now let us see the significance of the words. Anubandhadibhyaha. Anubandha literally means connection. Not only a fire, but also other accessories. They are also visualized as organic functions only. Connection of all other. And Shankaracharya quotes a huge portion from Shatapada Brahmanam in support of this. And the mantra begins with Te manasa eva adhiyante, manasa chiyante, manasa eva graha agrihyante, manasa manasa astuvan, manasa astuvan, manasa samsan, yatkincha yagye karma kriyate, yatkincha yagyam karma, manasa eva teshu tan manomayeshu, manaschitsu manomayameva kriyate. And all that thing is a big mantra. So Shankaracharya quotes this from Shatapatha Brahma. And the significance of this sentence is, even the vessels are visualized as organic functions. Even the vessels used for the yajna, all the manasa karmas. So the best example we gave already is Shiva Manasa Pudya. Everything is visualized. Adi means etc. Which refers to all other reasons also. This upasana is swatantra upasana. That is what is concluded. Prajnantara prithaktva means this is a word having four small words actually. Prajnantara prajna. Prajna refers to upasana. Antara refers to other. And other upasanas. Prithaktvam refers to other independent upasanas. Vat refers to similar to. So it means this upasana is similar to the other independent upasanas. As other upasanas are not part of this ritual, this is also not part of this ritual, but an independent upasana. Drishtaha, other independent upasanas, the example is Sandilya Vidya, he gives. Drishtaha, similar cases have been seen in the ritualistic portion of Vedas. To take it out of context and taking it as an independent upasana is there in the Vedas in many places. So Aveshti Yaga is one example. As I told you, it is not part of the Rajasuya Yaga, but it is an independent Yaga. Tadvuktham. This is said by Jaimini himself in the Purvamimamsa Sutras. 11.4.7 of Jaimini Sutra that supports this view. And what is the sutra there? Tatvarthayam iti chet na Varnatraya Sanyogad. Varnatraya, all the three Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishyas, all three can do this. So for details, we already mentioned this thing in the earlier portion for the explanation of this sutra. Now let us go to the sutra by Jaimini. Now let us go to the next sutra, Brahma Sutra. Na samanyatapi upalabdehe mrityuvannahi lokapattihi. The first sutra, 410th running Brahma Sutra. So the argument in refutation of Sutras 45 and 46 of Purvapakshi is continued here. First, let us give a general analysis of this sutra. And this sutra refutes another argument by Purvapakshi. And this argument Purvapakshi gave in Sutra 45. I told 45 and 46, both are Purvapakshi sutras. But whatever he gave in 45 is being refuted here again. The argument given in Samadhar Yaga, the Dwadasha Yaga, I told you in the context of 12 Yaga, then 12 days, a big Yaga. Veda talks about visualized Soma Rasa, we mentioned earlier. And the technical word used was Manasa Graha. Manasa Graha in this particular sutra. So the visualized Soma Rasa in the ritual is to be used for a ritual where the visualized Soma Rasa is a karma anga, part of the ritual. It is not an independent upasana, but it was presented as karmanga there. Now Purvapakshi says, just as visualized somarasa is karmanga, here visualized fire also should be used as karmanga, as the visualized sutra status is common in both the places. That is his argument. Now Vyasacharya says that argument will not hold water here. Sometimes we use a particular word to describe something because of certain similarity. For example, a person can be called a lion because of certain similarity with the lion. Lion is the king and this person is also like a king and a leader. Because of certain common features, you may use a word that does not mean all other features are also common. If one feature is responsible for employment of a particular word, that does not mean other features are also common. If someone is called a lion because of some common feature, it does not mean that he should walk with 4 feet or he not eat meat like lion, but he may be a vegetarian also. So the manasa, the commonness does not prove both should be karma. Manasatvam should not be taken as the reason to extend it to other features. The word mrityu, for example, is used for several devatas in the Vedas. Veda uses the word mrityu to signify several devatas. In Shatapatha Brahmanam, Aditya Devata is named as mrityu. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, mrityu is compared to Agni Devata. In Brihadaranyaka, 3rd chapter, 2nd section, 10th mantra. Yajnavalkyeti hovacham, yadidagum sarvam, mrityor annam ka svitsa devatam, यस्यां मृत्युः अन्नमित अग्नि अग्निर्वै मृत्युः सहाम सपाम अन्नम पुनर्मृत्युं जयति पुनः मृत्युं जयति. सो जस्ट एज मृत्यु इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ एवरीथिंग द कॉमन टाइटल इज गिवन फॉर आदित्य एंड अग्नि आल्सो एज मृत्यु एंड बिकॉज दि कॉमन फीचर्स वी कैनॉट से अग्नि एंड आदित्य आर कॉमन इवन दो मृत्युत्वम इज कॉमन बिटवीन दम दे हैव गॉट लॉट ऑफ सेपरेट फीचर्स. Similarly, manasattvam is common, that's a common word that is used for somarasa and agni, and because of this commonness, you cannot extend it further. And another example is given from Chandogya Upanishad, Panchagni portion, Panchagni Vidya, we are familiar also. The various lokas are compared to agni, Bhuloka, Swargaloka, etc. They are all called agni. Asau Vava Loko Gautamam, Agnistasyadi. तस्य आदित्यः एवं समिद्रश्मयो समिद्रश्मयः धूमः अहरर्चिः चंद्रमा आल्सो अंगारः नक्षत्राणि विस्फुलिंगः. सो ऑल दोस थिंग्स आर आल्सो कंपेयर्ड दैट टू अग्नि. इट इज कॉल्ड बिकॉज ऑफ सम कॉमन फीचर्स एंड द जीवा इज रिफाइंड व्हेन इट कम्स थ्रू वेरियस लोकास. This comparison is for one feature and one cannot therefore say earth is fire. Do not extend any expression too much. Then we drishtantas are given. One should know the context and apply it only to that context. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Na samanyat api upalabdehe mrityuvannahi lokapattihi. 410th Brahma Sutra, 51st Sutra, 3rd part, 3rd chapter. Na means visualization of the fire is not a part of a ritual. Na. Samanyadapi, in spite of its similarity to visualization of Somarasa. Upalabdehe, because we see enough pramanas to show that it is independent. Mrityuvate, like Mrityu, like Lord of Death. Nahi loka apattihi means the world does not become fire because of such a comparison in the scriptures. The earth does not become fire. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Samanyadapi. Similarly, similarity between Manasa Agni and Manasa Somarasa, Samanyadapi. Similarity between these two. Both are visualization only. Api, even though there is such a similarity, both cannot be taken as karmangam. One is karmangam, another is independent. Upalabdehe, because we see enough pramanams to treat Manasa Agni as independent one and Somarasa as sangam, as part of the Somayaga ritual. So it is not, capricious decision. The example is mrityuvat. Like death. So the death rupa Agni Devata and Mrityu rupa Aditya Devata. So that's all those comparisons were given the Upanishad that we just read. So even though both have similarity in Mrityu, both are not same. Loka apattihi, lokasya agnihi apattihi. The world does not become fire just because it is compared to fire. The world becomes fire because you compare it to fire. It's a problem due to certain common features. So partial comparison does not mean total identity. That is the conclusion of Siddhantin towards Purvapakshi's assertion. I think let us go to the next sutra, maybe in the next class. I have only 5 more minutes. So let me not start that. We will stop with this now. Yo vedadau svarapapva vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinaseya parasamaheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Guru Namaha Harihi Om Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Bye.